Hey everybody, it's Josh. Welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us. Starting in late July 2020, we are offering both a 9 a.m. outdoor worship service and a 9 a.m. online worship service. You can go to our website to find out more about our two services. You can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day. Well, every one of us has a worldview, a way that we see the world. A worldview is that combination of our beliefs and our understandings. It's how we interpret the world. It's how we make sense of the world. Our worldviews are made up of things like our opinions, our politics, our faith. It's influenced then by our gender, our ethnicity, our education, our experiences, our jobs, all these things. They wrap up into our worldview. And it's through our worldview that we see and understand the world. Now, one of the challenges is that our worldviews aren't perfect. In fact, as human beings, knowing that we come up short, our worldviews can be quite lacking in many ways. And one of the ways that God wants us to be able to improve ourselves is to have a worldview that is more like the one that Jesus had, more of an understanding of how God wants the world to be, more of an understanding how God wants us to be. And if we can get our worldviews to align better with the teachings of Jesus, then we're going to be able to help ourselves be the people God wants us to be, and then we're going to be able to help the world be the place that God wants it to be as well. Now, the reality is the way that our worldviews function also have a very important way in impacting our understanding of morality and justice. And so you can see, as we adjust our worldviews to be more like Jesus, we'll get a better sense of the morals and the justice that God wants. The morals for our living and the way the world should be, and the justice, a way of what is just and unjust. And we look to the teachings of Jesus to guide us, because we know that our worldviews are prone to sin, just like every aspect of our lives is. And so we need God's teaching through Jesus to get a better glimpse of what our worldview should be. Now, our worldviews then also impact the way that we see the world, but they also impact what we want from the world and what we want for the world. And that's where the teachings from the Beatitudes come into great consequence when it comes to our worldviews, is that they help us get a better sense of the way in which God wants us to live and a way that God wants us to be, how to be according to Jesus. And specifically, in our final look at the Beatitudes, and what is the fourth Beatitude, we get a real glimpse of what God wants us to be pursuing. And so what is that fourth Beatitude? Well, Jesus teaches, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Now, what is Jesus teaching here? Well, Jesus is teaching that what we want to be striving for is righteousness. The metaphor there is what we want to be hungry for and what we want to be thirsty for. And it's not just any righteousness, it's actually God's righteousness. And then the promise about the future, that's the second part, right, of the Beatitude, is that Jesus will then give us that we will be filled. Now, that's a beautiful sense of what promise we can expect God to have for us in the future. But again, also, we want God's kingdom, the heaven on earth, that is the future, also to be part of our present reality. And so what Jesus is teaching there is he wants us to want God's righteousness to be part of our daily lives, that's what we should hunger for, and that's what we should thirst for, and knowing that is what God will give us in the future and what we're supposed to help happen here. Now, that metaphor is quite simple, right? It's the sense of if you are hungering for something and then you get it, how great is that? If you're thirsting for something and you get that, how great is that? It's like you have a favorite food, right? And you're hungering for that favorite food, and then you hear that that's what's going to be for dinner. It's pretty awesome, and you feel super fulfilled. Same thing is like if you've been working hard for a day and you're really thirsty and wanting water, and then you get that water, then you're fulfilled. Now, when it comes to a sense of what is God's righteousness, then, and what God wants for the world, we can look to this place in Jesus' teachings and throughout all the Gospels to get a sense of what God wants for us, and then what God wants us to be longing for, thirsting for, hungering for. So what is it exactly that God wants for us? Well, it's pretty amazing what God wants for us. God wants us to not have broken relationships. God wants us to have strength in our relationships. God wants us to have a sense of peace. God wants us to have a sense of comfort. God wants those who mourn to have comfort. God wants those who are poor in spirit to know that they're not forgotten. God wants those who are powerless to not be in fear. God wants people to have all the food they need. God wants people to have all the water they need, to have the clothing they need, to have a sense of God's presence in their lives. These things are the sense of what righteousness is and looks like in our world. And that's what God wants us to pursue. That's what God wants us to hunger and thirst for. And that's what God wants us then to understand is the promise of fulfillment in the future that we also can bring into the reality. Now, when you take a look at what God wants, you might be able to say that's God's worldview, because that's what God wants for the world. And similarly, then, if we take a look at our worldview and see the things that we are pursuing, then we get a sense of where we're going. And we want where we're going and what we want to be aligned with what God wants as well. And the truth is that when we take a closer look upon our worldviews, we realize that they come up short. In fact, actually, there was only one person ever who had a perfect worldview, and it wasn't you and it wasn't me. It was Jesus, of course. And Jesus, then, through the teachings in his life and ministry, we get a sense of what God's perfection looks like. And then what God wants us to do is to take our lives and align our worldviews such that what we want, it gets closer and closer to what God wants. And the closer and closer we get to what God wants, then the more our lives become what God wants for us, and the more the world becomes the place God wants it to be for all people. And so we can seek to get our lives more aligned with God, so we thirst and hunger more for what God wants. Now, I think this is one of those things that we say, and we know we want this, but we're not always sure if we're pursuing it or how to make ourselves better get in align with God. And so what I want to suggest for you is that you consider doing four things that might help you get your life more aligned with God. They'll help me get more aligned with God. And the first is to declare. Second is to discern. Then is to discover. And then is to decide. Declare, discern, discover, and decide. Now, I'm going to lay down something here that's pretty robust. And so to get our heads around it, I've created a PDF document, the four-step document, that you can find on our church website for this sermon series to help guide you. So you don't have to remember all of it right now, but I do hope that you'll go back and take a look at it. Or if you want, you can go look at it right now, parkridgepresby.org/how-to-be, and you'll find the four steps document. So that first step is to declare. And the first step there is to declare that your worldview, that my worldview, doesn't measure up to what God wants for us and for the world. That's the C word. That's the confession piece there. We confess that we are in need of God's grace to align our wants with God's wants. We declare that we come up short. And the first step of recovery, what is it? Admitting that there's a problem. And so we declare our need for God's grace. So that's step one. Now, the second and third step, they go together. And they are to discern and to discover. To discern what God wants and to discover what our worldview is. And so what I recommend doing is taking a piece of paper and writing on one side, discern, to discern what God wants. Now, to discern what God wants isn't to sit there and you think about what God wants. Rather, it is to look to the scriptures to help us get a better understanding of what God wants for the world. Now, specifically, the best place I think to go looking is in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And really, an in-depth study of those scriptures will give us the best sense of what God wants. And take notes, write down, see what God wants, and make a list there. But then the second part there is then to discover your own worldview. Maybe you've got a sense of what part of your worldview is, but maybe you could sit down and reflect more deeply about what are the beliefs, the notions, the ideas that govern your daily living, the way that you see the world. Your sense of what ethics, your sense of morality, your sense of justice. Maybe you put down notes on what you used to believe and what you believe now. And then all of that leads to a better understanding of what you want out of this life, and then what you want out of the world, and then also, I hope, what you want for the world. Because it's not just take, take, take. It's also about what you're going to give. And then you have those two things written down side by side, and you get a sense of what God wants and what you want. And then that leads to the last step, which is to decide. Decide what needs to change. Now, you don't get to change what God wants. That's pretty clear. But the reality is, when you look at what God wants and what you want, there may be a difference. And so you can decide what changes you might need to make. I can decide what changes that I might need to make in order to help my life align more with what God wants, and to help the world, my part in changing the world, become the place God wants it to be. And if you can go through those four steps to declare, to discern, to discover, and decide, you can help your worldview become more aligned with what God wants, and then be able to do more of what God wants to help yourself and your community, our community, and the world become the place and experience for all people that God wants it to be. Now, like I said, that's a lot. And so you can go to our website, parkridgepresby.org/howtobe, to find the four steps PDF that'll help you get a better understanding of what all that looks like. Now, admittedly, like I said, that's a lot, but that's the learning part of this. But here's the other thing, is that there is a big piece of grace that goes into all of this as well. And that's one of the pieces of good news in all this, is that no matter how much we come up short, God loves us, and God's grace is present for us. And God gives us all the time we need, in many ways, to get it right, to get it further along the journey like we need it to be. And so when we go into all this, we need to remember that it starts with God's grace, it continues with God's grace, and it always ends with God's grace as well. And any of the good that we can do is because of the good that God gives to us and the love that God gives to us. So while we are looking at our worldviews and looking at what we want from life and what we want for our life and for others, we also can remember deeply how much God loves us. And one of the signs that God loves us is that God chooses to use people to help the world become the place God wants it to be for all people. So let's remember that God wants us to thirst and hunger for righteousness, that God wants us to be a part of helping the world become the place God wants it to be, and that we can declare, and that we can discern, and we can discover, and then decide how that goes in our lives. So let us understand and remember just how much God loves us, and just how much God wants us to pursue righteousness, what God wants for the world, and all that we do. Amen. Well, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms. And again, we hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.